spotlights looking down on girls in gowns over the town. Shoulder to shoulder, I asked, she said she was older, but that smaller told her yes, she was getting with the best. Everyone's a little bit, 'cause Adam, you know, you got the hot food too. Adam brings it. Yeah, Adam brings it. Fireflies use their behinds to swoon and hypnotize, like Adam uses his whole body to win the crowd and to make them party. Get down, get down.
Way to start the show. Welcome to Eastern Promises, the latest and greatest music coming from Atlantic Canada. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, here on CJLO 1690 AM radio in Montreal and streaming live at CJLO.com. We're broadcasting from our Sherbrooke Street studios here in beautiful Notre-Dame-de-Grâce, and you just heard the latest from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador's With Violet, a track called Adam Brings It. That's taken from their brand new release, With Friends, that you can find more information about by visiting their website, withviolettheband.com. You know, I've got a lot of time for With Violet. They might get tagged as alternative pop, but with their jazz and their rock inflections, it really feels like they're chasing something a little more atmospheric, or a little more distinct and immersive. It's music that kind of rewrites that postcard image we might have of St. John's, less gray and windswept, and much more vibrant and forward-looking and sophisticated and certainly creatively charged. There's a brightness to it, and also a sense of momentum, and it adds to that romance, you know? It also feels like spring, that's why I wanted to play it. And that's exactly what we're going for this hour on Eastern Promises. We'll have lots of new music by a variety of different genre-bending artists who help us shape scenes and push boundaries. Bands like Halifax punk act Bully School and Bathurst experimental indie band Green Eyes Witch Hands. Of course, the East Coast Music Awards are almost here, so we'll be talking about that. And lots of news about shows, tours, and festival dates, so stay tuned. But let's start off with the latest by Halifax-based folk pop duo Moira and Claire. Here they are collaborating with PEI singer-songwriter Noah Malcolm. This is Two Word Answers.
So if you could have like one or two, what would it be?
Jukebox.
Oh my god, it's two words.
I don't know what to do with my hands when you're talking to me. You're talking to me and I'm checking myself in your shades. You're so cool.
So cool. tell you that I feel like shit, and I wanna tell you that I'm over it, but you keep getting the two-word answers, two-word answers, two-word answers. And I wanna tell you about my dream tattoo, and I wanna tell you what I see for me and you, but you're getting the two-word answers, two-word answers, two-word answers.
Bad advice, I cut my breath and I fix my sight. Burn a fire, sleep at night. I wanna say this right, I didn't mean it when I told you for the first time, but then I did say you want a child. I didn't mean to change my mind, I wrestled with the shout, I was dragged out of time, muscles through the wire. I didn't mean to change my mind, I got to come back brand new in your eyes. Nobody bought a bread. Awake and fright, they pinned your number in the middle of the night. Beyond the rim, it's hard to hold you tight. You're all growing old. The dawn was warm, I was green and you were gold. You saw your limb, holding on tight. I didn't mean to change my mind. Everything will rise to the surface in time. Wrestle it off. I didn't mean to change my mind. I'm sorry that I changed my mind. It's hard to hold on tight.
Welcome back to Eastern Promises, where we're playing the incredible music of Atlantic Canada here at CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal and streaming at CJLO.com. I'm Donald Roberge, and before the break I played new music by Montreal-based Charlottetown PEI band Prism Shores. That was a song called I Didn't Need to Change My Mind from their newly released record titled Softest Attack. That's available on their Bandcamp page, and it includes a limited edition red vinyl copy that's well worth checking out. Softest Attack is their first record since 2025's Out From Underneath, and continues to build on that type of jangling fuzz pop they're known for, adding even more melody and accessible sense of urgency, if you will, in their lyrics. Not sure as of yet if they'll be touring for the record, but we'll certainly keep you posted if they do. And before that, you heard the wonderful harmonies of Halifax-based Nova Scotia duo Moira and Claire. That's a new single called Two Word Answers, and it's in collaboration with the award-winning PEI singer-songwriter Noah Malcolm. Moira and Claire will be performing at Kickaxe in beautiful Sussex, New Brunswick on May the 30th. That's an evening concert put on annually at Leonard's Gate, which is an outdoor event area near downtown Sussex. And it's in support of the city's Arts and Culture Center, which will also feature Toronto artist Field Guide, as well as local folk singer and songwriter Hannah Fries. So you can find out more about that concert by visiting axaxartcenter.ca. So we're nearing the East Coast Music Awards, with a ceremony happening on May the 24th, and I've been playing nominees leading up to the gala. Here's an Acadian artist nominated for Blues Release of the Year. This is JP LeBlanc with All in My Blood.
Red cheek mud from the plains of Saskatchewan. Paper mail where my father has a bled. Mon grand-père, le survivant, grand-parents vivent en moi. Brothers, sisters, it's all in
ensemble.
Sightings, the latest single by Bathurst, New Brunswick's Green Eyes Witch Hands, who were just in Montreal on May the 2nd. Should anyone have been to that show, I'd love to know what your thoughts were. You can reach me at EasternPromisesCJLO on Instagram. Green Eyes Witch Hands are kind of a difficult act to quantify, though they're certainly experimental, and they've been nominated for an East Coast Music Award in the Electronic Release of the Year category for their 2025 single, Gin. You can find Clown Sightings and Gin on your preferred streaming platforms. And before that, you heard another artist out of Bathurst, Acadian blues singer-songwriter J.P. Leblanc, with a title track to his 2025 release, All In My Blood, Je L'ai Dans Le Sang. That record has been nominated for an East Coast Music Award in the Blues Release of the Year category. J.P. Leblanc was also up for a first ever Canadian Blues Music Award, which was inaugurated this year by the people at Roots Music Canada. He was up for Emerging Blues Artist or Group of the Year, so congratulations to him. And you can find all the nominees for the ECMAs at their website, ecma.com. They'll be taking place in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and will be part of a week-long celebration of Atlantic Canadian music with events, concerts, and workshops happening all over that town between May 20th and the 24th. And the gala will be live-streamed on their website, so as you can imagine, I'm looking forward to it. Halifax singer-songwriter Rhea May has teamed up with rap star Classified, an artist she's had a long collaboration with. Here they are with In the Stars.
We all need a little love now. I've been misled. Maybe you just took me wrong. Maybe I've been misread. Maybe I feel lost. Lately I've been feeling empty. How can I feel disconnected in this crowd of way too many? Head up in the clouds, vision in the stars. Scared to hear opinions when they're just different than ours. Look, I'm curious, confused, but still wanna know the truth. Nowadays we don't believe in much, with or without proof. We gon' make it though, through the space of time. And I've been trying to tell myself to keep that frame of mind. It's moving so fast, look at where we are today. Think we're close and got it figured out, but we're so far away. It's why I say
we're all in the stars. We all need a little love now. We're all in the stars, just afraid of the same thing. We're all in the stars. We all need a little love now. We're all in the stars.
Bye.
Well, that's one of my songs of the summer. That's a track called Teams by an all-female indie rock quartet called Hags, based in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. That's from their upcoming album coming out this summer called Have a Good Summer, Jane. Not sure if Hags is an acronym for Have a Good Summer, but you can learn more about them, as well as their tour dates, by visiting their inspired WordPress page at hagsblogs.wordpress.com. You can also find Teams on their Bandcamp page. And prior to that, you heard a new single by Halifax indie pop artist Rhea May, alongside rapper Classified, a song called In the Stars. That's an unlikely pairing on the surface, though Classified and Rhea May have been collaborators for many years, with him producing her debut record and co-writing and producing some of her biggest hits over the years. It's yet another example of how the music community in Halifax is such a melting pot and so open to collaboration and support despite musical backgrounds or genres. It's inspiring, really. Rhea May will be playing a series of shows around the Maritimes this summer and will be taking part in the Area 506 Waterfront series in St. John, New Brunswick on May the 30th. You can find out more by visiting RhiaMae.com. Halifax punk band Bully School has released their inaugural LP called Make Fun of Learning. Complete with a cheeky album cover, here's a track from it. This is Seraphim.
Faith inside.
that's a song called In Rain by Halifax band Hospital Gossip from their 2025 record Not Tragedy. The band refers to their music as emotive not punk, which I kind of like and which feels in keeping with their style of polished introspective songwriting that's bent on making a real connection. It's generally warm stuff, and it's also sharp and funny, proving that reflection doesn't have to come at the expense of personality. I'm really glad the record came across my radar. And do check them out, either via their Bandcamp page, hospitalgossip.bandcamp.com, or on their Instagram feed at @hospitalgossipband. A quick aside though, I used to work in the healthcare industry, so when I first saw Hospital Gossip come across my feed, I thought some ex-coworkers of mine were creating a new chat group, so I got really excited about it, because nothing beats water cooler talk in that industry. Those who know kind of know. But I was equally delighted to discover this really quirky band whose values seem to be in the right place, and who I hope to hear it more of soon. And before that, you heard new music by Halifax punkers Bully School with a track called Seraphim from their newly released 7-song record called Make Fun of Learning. It's an album they refer to as a collection of in-your-face, tit-melting punk rock that makes fun of all things learning. And though they may come across as an antithesis to Hospital Gossip, make no mistake, they're a band that's about questioning our system and leaning on community involvement in order to invoke positive change. You gotta love that. The two bands, by the way, were just part of a fundraiser at Gus's Pub in Halifax, raising funds for this year's Halifax Havoc, a music festival revolving around the skateboard scene, and which is set to take place in July, so good on them. You're listening to Eastern Promises here at CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and streaming at CJLO.com, where we're playing the exceptional music coming out of Atlantic Canada. I'm Donald Roberge, your host. And you can find Seraphim by Bully School, as well as other tracks I've been playing tonight, by visiting my show page at CJLO.com/Eastern Promises, and then clicking on my link tree. You can also find previous episodes to listen to while you're there. And you can also find my link tree in my bio at the Eastern Promises Instagram page at Eastern Promises CJLO. Memram Cook musician and overall great songstress Julie Aubé has a new single out. Here she is with Tupperware.
Je plais sans messe que mon tiroir de Tupperware. Puis c'est jour ici, il faut que tu sois.
Everywhere. darkened in the hall, casting hand shadow puppets on the messes I know. Greeting all familiar friends as the shadows come to life and bring me comfort again. In the light from the window in the hall, I see him dancing all around me. I wear the crown of the shadow puppet kingdom, they're my people and they call me. Lights go up, my kingdom crumbles again. Bring the herald for the new world order that the threatened and the barriers with. Better deal with the devil that you know than the one who's been manipulated. And in the quiet, cold, dark in the night, I hear the echoes of the people. Where all the shadow puppets, subjects, and crime for some more than lesser evils. And when the lights go out, my kingdom crumbles again. Shadows come to life, but then they come from the west. And in the light from the moon down the hall, it's getting brighter all around me. And the shadow of the kingdom salutes me as I'm filled with understanding. And when the lights go up, your kingdom comes to an end.
That's Puppeteer, the latest release by Halifax band Montgomery Knight, who are still relatively new on the scene, but whose star is quickly rising. The five-piece are carving out a distinct identity with their cinematic alt-rock sound while building a momentum both on stage and online. Puppeteer can be found on major streaming platforms, and you can learn more about the band, as well as any upcoming shows, by visiting montgomerynight.com. And before that, I played the song Tupperware, the latest by Memram Cook, New Brunswick artist Julie Aubé. As one third of the popular Acadian act Les Hay Babies, Julie Aubé has cut her teeth shaping a specific kind of rootsy sound that's resonated with a large and loyal fan base. And in her solo work, she leans into it just a little more. I find Tupperware to be a perfect example of that. And underneath her understated, offbeat, and modest charm, I feel lies the heart of a poet. St. John's, Newfoundland, and Labrador hardcore act Invisible Hands has teamed up with Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island hardcore band Firing Squad for a new record, one of the rare times you'll see two bands share real estate on an LP. So check it out. This is MK Ultra.
Yeah.
That's a new track called High Five Horror Story by Hori Mori out of Cornerbrook, Newfoundland and Labrador. It's from their Timing Wall EP. Hori Mori is a post-rock instrumental project that was motivated to create music via the RPM Challenge, which is a global initiative based in St. John's that encourages artists to create and produce music throughout the month of February. A great incentive to keep the mind engaged in the dead of winter on the rock, to be honest. You can find more tracks composed by Hori Mori by visiting their Bandcamp page, and you can learn more about the RPM Challenge by heading to rpmchallenge.com. And before that, you heard a gut punch of a song called MKUltra by Newfoundland hardcore band Invisible Hands, MKUltra being the nefarious human experimentation program with deep roots in Montreal. But I digress. That's from a brand new split release whose recording they've shared with Charlottetown PEI hardcore act Firing Squad called, fittingly, Firing Squad / Invisible Hand. So four songs from one band, four from the other. It's a relatively rare format these days, though maybe it deserves a comeback at a time when many of us, and certainly creative people, are pooling resources and finding innovative ways to combat these particularly tough economic times. I think it's pretty ingenious to divide production costs and responsibilities. Plus, it also introduces each band to the other's audience. So we're wrapping up our hour here at Eastern Promises at CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal and at CJLO.com. A final reminder that you can find me, the recording of this episode, as well as tonight's playlist by visiting the Eastern Promises show page at cjlo.com/easternpromises. You can also get in touch via my Instagram handle at @easternpromisescjlo. I'm always on the lookout for new bands, new music, feedback, and whatnot, so feel free to say hi. Longtime listeners of the show know that I have a special place in my heart for PEI Hair Rockers' Haywire. I like playing them on the show, and I was an 80s kid. Truthfully, if Honeymoon Suite came from Shediac, I'd be playing them too. But this year marks the 40th anniversary of Haywire's debut record, Bad Boys, a monster of an album that went double platinum and that elicits memories of and still carries the feeling of warm summer days and late night adventures and the kind of trouble we'd find before the internet existed to document it. So let's close things out with a cut off that record. Here's She's Not the Kind of Girl by Haywire from their 1986 album, Bad Boys. For Eastern Promises, I'm Donald Roberge. Till next time.